not even looking at it. I'm trying not to.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee hearing back into order. The next item on our agenda is item number five, which are opening statements. I'll begin, and then the vice chair, and then anyone on the committee that has opening statements. Good morning, Kaihika, Assistant Chief, and all of those in attendance and listening in. Last year, this committee received information about expenditures by Osage Gaming officials for items such as private jet travel, country club memberships, golf clubs, expensive whiskey, and what appears to be personal expenses unrelated to the Osage Gaming business. Even though Congress has clear constitutional authority to review actions of any enterprise board, the Gaming Enterprise Board fought to keep from turning over this information for nearly a year. After we finally received the information, I took a close look at the pages and pages of documents related to these expenditures. I became overwhelmed with shock, sadness, disappointment, disgust, and anger. After serving the nation for over 22 years now, I even felt fearful about the future, because I knew that the Congress would need to act to get to the bottom of this. I knew that Congress would need to investigate this conduct. The limited amount of information is troubling. These expenditures go far beyond a few bad decisions by gaming officials and board members. This information represents a serious breakdown in the institutions of Osage government that we entrust with oversight over Osage Gaming. We as a Congressional Standing Committee must respond. We must use our constitutional power to review and investigate actions of the Gaming Enterprise Board. So what we have done thus far, in 2021, the congressional members were hearing serious allegations of inappropriate conduct and spending by Gaming Enterprise executives. We understand that the Gaming Commission was also receiving this information, but it did not address this issue. Because of the seriousness of the allegation, Congress members began asking questions of the Gaming Enterprise Board. I'd like to provide a chronological list of actions taken by this committee and the Congress that explains why we're here today. During a meeting held on September 28, 2021, then Chairwoman Pam Shaw of this committee requested expense information from the Gaming Enterprise Board. The Gaming Board ignored the request. On November 16th of 2021, Chairman Shaw sent a written request to Gaming Board Chair Mark Rivard for information. That information was to include credit card statements and expense reports for the last two-year period for each casino executive. On December 16, 2021, Chair Rivard sent a response regarding the request for information, stating that legal counsel for the Gaming Board said the information is confidential personnel information, so the Gaming Board would not be able to provide those documents. On January 19, 2022, Chairwoman Shaw sent a third request for information to Chair Rivard. 2 months later, on March 7th, Chair Rivard indicated that the board would not provide the information for constitutional reasons. On March 21st, 2022, the Congress requested that the Attorney General provide an opinion on the following question. Are the principal chief and the Osage Nation Congress, as the representatives of the owner, the Osage Nation, entitled to see the expenses of Osage casinos and wholly owned limited liability companies, including the credit card statements and the expense reports of the executive level employees? More than 3 months later, on July 1st, 2022, We received an opinion from the Attorney General stating that yes, Gaming Enterprise Board must turn over this information so long as the request to review are done according to protocol set forth in the Osage Gaming Law and the Osage Nation Limited Liabilities Company Act. On August 8, 2022, Speaker Alice Goodfox, on behalf of a unanimous Osage Congress, sent a letter to Chair Weil requesting that he provide Congress with a report of the expenses of the Chief Executive Officer, Chief Financial Officer, and Chief Operating Officer of the Osage Casinos for the time period of January 1st, 2019 to December 31st of 2021. The letter said that the report should include the actual detailed credit card statements, country club statements, expense reports, credit card and expense policies approved by the Gaming Enterprise Board with the resolution approving the policy, any informal and formal arrangements made by the Gaming Enterprise Board with any of the executive officers to pay back money spent on personal items or services, and any other information relevant to the expenses afforded to the Chief Executive Officer, Chief Financial Officer, and Chief Operating Officer. The Congress gave the Gaming Commission 45 days to act. On September 21st, 2022, almost a year after the first request for information, we received a report from Chairman Weil of the Gaming Commission with the information we demanded. On November 2nd, 2022, Congressman Billy Keene moved to hold a committee hearing to investigate the Gaming Enterprise Board approval of the expenses of the casino executive officers. The committee unanimously voted in support, and soon after, the Congress voted to reclassify the records and make them public. Within a week of this vote, CEO Byron Bighorst resigned from his position. The purpose of this hearing today is to examine specific practices of the Gaming Enterprise Board of Directors regarding individual expenditures, expense accounts, and internal processes of expense authorization and oversight for board members and those they direct. This hearing is also convened to investigate the use or disposition of funds, resources, or property within the board's control. I expect that this will be the first of many actions on the issue of the Osage gaming reform. It is the duty of the Osage Nation Congress to enact laws designed to protect and safeguard the assets of the nation. And it is sometimes necessary to investigate to effectively legislate. To this end, the committee now endeavors to examine the expense practices of the Gaming Enterprise Board to determine whether specific financial controls and accountability standards should be codified further in Osage law. As the chair, and with respect to the hearing and the witnesses, I believe this process should be deliberate and careful, respecting the rights of the witnesses as they should be afforded fairness. Most of them are Osage citizens. The Congress has the right to hold hearings, remove board members, and the right to appropriate money to improve compliance, and the right to recommend that the Attorney General investigate and seek restitution from those misusing money that belongs to the Osage people. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, Chief Standing Bear, Assistant Chief Walker, Speaker Goodfox, and colleagues, and good morning, everyone in the audience and everyone listening in out there. This is one of the few investigative congressional committee hearings held in the Osage Nation Congress. To say I am pleased with why we are here at this moment would be dishonest. I will say We need and must exercise our due diligence in the face of disturbing actions taken by some that have led us to our chambers today. My hope is we ask pertinent questions to educate ourselves on the processes or lack thereof concerning the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's actions. The first evening, I was able to sit with the Osage Nation Gaming Commission report. Feelings of anger and disappointment overwhelmed my thinking. I had to step away. Once my anger dissipated, the first thought was, this is heartbreaking. When will we, if ever, find the right individuals with strong moral compasses to stay true and not take from us like so many before? We must continue with an investigation, find the weak link. If it is through legislation, then dig in and strengthen our gaming laws. We continue to utilize our power of oversight to ensure our gaming board is complying with the oath they swore, the Constitution, and our codified laws. Another thought, which gives me some light toward hope and reform, is the message in the Osage Nation Gaming Commission report we received from Commissioner Chair Weil with strong recommendations. Next was the findings of the report where the commission will be requiring revisions to deficiencies found in policy. I'd like to say a great big thank you to our staff for tackling the tasks and the preparations to get us here today. And committee members, I appreciate the focused work we have done to move us to this hearing. I'm also very thankful for my colleagues that don't sit on this committee for submitting thoughtful, good questions. And I really have the absolute gratitude for this, and most gratitude for you all for the support from each of you through this endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Kahika, Assistant Chief, fellow members of Congress. For over a year, the Osage Congress, oh. For over a year, the Osage Congress has sought information from the Gaming Enterprise Board regarding reports of improper spending of Osage gaming funds. Congress had requested these expenditures multiple times, but the Casino Operations and Gaming Board resisted. We have tried to work with the Gaming Board in good faith, but we cannot permit this stonewalling of the Congress to continue. It was only after an Osage Nation AG opinion stating that Congress had the legal authority to receive the expenditures that Congress finally received the expenditures. As a member of the Congress, I swore an oath to uphold the Osage Constitution. The Osage Constitution empowers the Osage Congress to fix problems when Osage government institutions fail. The Osage Constitution at Article 7, Section 14 states, the Osage Nation Congress shall reserve the right to review any action taken by the board member. The Constitution gives us this investigatory power. We have used this power to review a small set of data, 3 years of casino expenditures made with company credit cards. It's important to understand that these monies were the Osage people's money. This was public money. Make no mistake, we are dealing with significant institutional failures here. It falls to us to investigate and help fix the problems of our gaming institutions. The committee comes this morning to ask questions and increase transparency with individuals and entities involved with this spending. It's all about accountability. Let me be clear, we are not here to engage in a witch hunt or personal vendetta. This is not a criminal proceeding. We are here to gain knowledge about these expenditures and work together along with Casino Operations, Gaming Board, and the Gaming Commission to make sure safeguards are in place to prevent future expenditures like what occurred to never happen again. A quote comes to mind, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and never will. This Osage Congress Committee says, amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. Like my colleagues before me, my track on this started in July of 2022. I was sworn in to the member of Congress, became a member of this committee, and in that same month, I received an opinion from the AG office stating that Congress can request and review financials and reports from the casino. A few months later, in September, I did receive that report. And talking to many Osages, the thing I can't get over is the levels of disappointment on so many levels talking to them.
Looking back now until today, I don't believe we could
have done this any other way, through executive session or behind closed doors, or just taking someone's word for it that things were okay and things were fixed. A hearing of this, it's very unique. As a member of Congress, we don't receive reports like this and take action. But at the same time, too, doing it behind closed doors in executive session would give the impression that we're okay with what had happened. And as a member of this committee, member of Congress, and as an Osage, I'm not okay with what had happened. If anything, I expect changes to be made so this doesn't happen again in our time as Osage.
Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you.
Good morning, all. And I'd like to first appreciate the fact that you've shown up today for this hearing. It is just a hearing, an investigative hearing, but it's a very important day for us. There are many times that we have felt the anger and felt the disappointment in what we're having to look at, what we're having to discuss, and what we're having to go through. I'm sure that not every charge on here is an erroneous charge or a false charge or one that's a personal charge. But our duty is to get down to what is the real story, what's happening here. We've gone through this before. It evidently didn't take, so we're having to go through it again. Some people might say we would dread this day, but I think it's an opportunity and a time for us to stand up for ourselves and stand up for our own people and stand up for the purposes that we're here and to work to achieve greatness with our endeavors in our casinos, because those dollars that come out of there truly are the people's dollars and the money we use to take care of them. So I appreciate you all being here today. I appreciate my colleagues and all the work that's gone into this, and I'm ready to get started. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. When this report first came out, I remember some in these halls saying, it's not that bad, not as bad as we thought it would be. Then we got to look at it. The blame game started. That's Byron stuff, said the chief. Then Byron resigned. Then Mark Sims resigned. Then their attorney, Dean Luthy, resigned. Then Mark Sims tried to unresign. A CEO, longtime board member, and their attorney. It's a big deal, folks. And that's before we start asking questions. Why does this hurt so much? Why are the people angry? Why did we have 80 people at a town hall demanding answers? Some would say because the Osage people were robbed. Robbed by members of a family who individually benefited from their positions with their gaming enterprise. They bought golf clubs for their spouses and their kids. They bought hottie hot short longs, Lululemon, and new clothes almost every time they went to the country clubs. They traveled on private planes. The chief's staffs and maybe the chief, we don't know, traveled on some of these trips. We've got the spa receipts for the banana bags and booze. It's all here. They dined in elegance and extravagance with their friends. $1,800 bottles of scotch, beluga caviar, bottle after bottle of fine wine, and bottles of Michelob Ultra. While our elders couldn't get meals delivered in Hominy, Pawhuska, They lived off the casino profits. Finally, the question that keeps going through my mind, who knew about this? How long did you know about this? And why didn't you stop it? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Okay, thank you everybody for your opening statements. The next item on our agenda is item number 6, which is witness testimony. At this time, we'd like to call up Casey Stump. And Casey, if you could come up to the table, please. And then Vice Chair Lemon's going to read your oath.
Good morning, Cassie. Can you state your name?
Cassie Stump.
Thank you. Do you swear that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you, ma'am. You can have a seat, Madam Chair.
Yes. Congresswoman Lemon.
May I begin?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Welcome again, Ms. Stump. Can you please tell us what your position is within the gaming operations?
Yes, my position is executive assistant at the moment. Executive assistant.
Thank you. How long have you been with the casino?
I've been with the casino for almost 4 years. In July, it will be 4 years.
Okay, and how long have you been the executive assistant?
For almost 2 years.
And executive assistant to whom?
During what I was subpoenaed for, so during this time frame, it was Byron Big Horse.
Okay, thank you. And he was your direct supervisor?
Yes.
And who is your direct supervisor today?
Kimberly Pearson.
Okay, thank you. Does your direct supervisor approve your travel, expense reports, and credit card use, Ms. Stump?
Yes.
Could you explain your duties and responsibilities as it relates to the executive officers?
Yes, so whenever I was under Byron, I was handling his calendar, email management, communication, travel, credit card statements and receipts, and other taking notes and other related things.
Thank you. Are you familiar with the policies regarding spending?
Yes.
What are those policies that you follow for spending?
I would have to check into what you're referring to, but if you're referring to the credit card policy is the one that I'm familiar with the most, because that's the one that I have a credit card, so that's the one that I know.
Okay, thank you. Is this policy contained within the system's internal control standards or the 6?
Can you please elaborate?
Is the credit card policy a system's internal control standard?
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Hi, Cassie. If we could refer to page 1385, the clerk will bring it up, and you've got a copy there on the desk. Yes.
Thank you.
If you could look at the second charge listed to remarkable for 607.41, dated July 7th, 2021. Is this a copy of the actual credit card statement on this page 1380 on 13 That charge, if you could now look at 1386, is that a copy of the actual credit card statement?
It appears to be.
Okay. And is 1385 the report that you provided?
No.
Can you tell us where that report comes from?
This looks like it's from Sage Intact, potentially.
Is that a generated report?
I'm honestly not sure, but I imagine so, yeah.
Okay, so this is part of what we're trying to find out, is how the flow goes and who's responsible for what.
Right.
So, now, if you could go to page 1389. Is this a report that you generated?
I did not generate this, no.
Okay. Can you tell us what report you do generate? You said you track credit cards.
I would, so if I was handed a receipt, I would just keep it in a file and I would enter the receipt into Sage Intact, which is our procurement system.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
But I wouldn't generate, right,
okay.
Per se. Yeah.
The entries that you make generate that report, though, at some point for someone.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. This report on 1389 shows an invoice date of June 30th of 2021. Do you see that? Is that correct?
Yes.
The amounts listed on this report dated 6/30/21 match the amounts on the accounting report dated for July 2021, which is one of those previous reports, and the amounts listed on the credit card statement for July 2021. Can you address the difference in the time frames? One is June 30th, the other is July 2021.
So, just to clarify, you're referring to 1389, and then I'm comparing the time frames with what other report?
Yes, the one on 1385.
I'm not sure why the dates are different. I imagine it could be the way that the credit card ran, the statement ran.
Okay. You're talking about the closing of the credit card, closing
yes.
out of the transactions? Okay. All right. Under the description on page 1389, the charge is labeled employee relations.
Yes.
Can you tell us what employee relations are?
Employee relations is anything regarding employees. So meals, we're supposed to be under that, and when I was first told about employee relations, I believe that it was mileage and meals mostly.
Okay. If you look at pages 1392 and 1393, we're looking for the receipt from Remarkable that ties to the expense listed on the report from accounting, the credit card statement, and your report.
Okay.
If you look there on pages 1392 and 93, the total is for $598.43. And yet the charge shows $607.41.
Yes, I see that.
Okay. Can you give us an explanation why there would be two different figures?
I cannot give an explanation to that, because shipping would have been included in the invoice, so I do not know why that's a higher number.
Did anyone from accounting ask you about it?
No.
So now let's go to page 1385. Referencing the report from accounting, there's two charges dated July 18th, 2021 for Earth Limos for $120.92. Those same pages are listed on the credit card statement on page 1386, and it says waiting. Those same charges are listed on your report page 1389 that show no receipt. We did find one receipt on page 1412 from Earth Limo. Did the accounting department have you reimburse for the Earth Limo charge that didn't have a receipt?
They did not. However, the Earth Limos, they charged us twice. Okay. So one should have been credited. I'm not sure if there's note of that credit. However, I do remember that was the instance with that one.
Okay.
But no, I did not reimburse that. No.
All right. Thank you. There's another charge from Thunder Bar and Grill. It's also reflected as having no receipt on page 1389. This is for $31.12. The credit card policy on page 63 states that purchases must have original receipts. If not, purchase may need to be reimbursed. Were you asked to reimburse that receipt?
I was not.
Who approves the expense reports?
Of whose expense report? Of mine?
Yours or Byron's?
Byron's expense reports were, at the time being, approved. I don't think anyone approved the expense reports of Byron's.
Okay. How about your expense reports?
Byron.
Okay. That's all I have right now, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Thank you, Cassie. I have some questions for you real quick, Cassie.
Okay.
Do you book airfare on your casino credit card?
I have before, yes.
Okay. Are charges on your casino credit card yours only?
I'm sorry?
Are charges on your casino credit card your charges only?
Not always.
Okay, have you been designated the travel coordinator for your department?
During this time frame, I was.
Okay. Have you ever had to fly first class for casino business?
I haven't.
Okay, in your position, have you traveled on non-local travel for the casino?
Yes.
Can you describe the steps taken for your travel authorization?
Yes. During this time, all I did was book the flight and the hotel.
Okay, thank you. So, if you flew to Vegas, no one actually authorized you or approved your travel to Vegas. You just booked the flight.
Well, I was told to do so.
And who would tell you to?
At that time, it would be Byron.
Okay, so it looks like there was a trip maybe to Vegas in 2021.
Yes.
Okay. What was the purpose of your travel to Vegas?
In 2021, are you referring to July of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
That was the National Indian Gaming Association Convention, also known as NIGA.
Okay, so on page 463 and 3465, those documents contain the travel confirmation to Vegas. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like the travel was confirmed to Vegas, but it was charged to a card ending in 6933.
Yes.
Is that your credit card?
No.
Whose credit card is that?
Byron.
So you would book travel and then charge it to Byron's credit card?
In that instance, yes. I believe it was due to the amount being over my threshold.
Okay. So did you book others travel using that same credit card?
I can't remember at the moment.
Okay. If you could refer to the receipt on page 1397. Okay, this receipt looks like it's from NutriDrip Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yes.
In the amount of $649.75.
Yes.
Is this a non-business related expense?
It has been deemed as non-business, yes.
Did you reimburse this amount?
Yes, I did.
Is that per the travel policy?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, the travel policy I'm referencing is described on page 68. Is this the policy you would follow to reimburse?
Can you kind of elaborate what you're asking? I understand that you mean the policy, but in regards to me reimbursing this.
So it looks to me in the travel policy that this is the policy you go to when you're going to reimburse what defines business related and non-business.
Yes.
Related?
Yes.
Okay. So you'd consider this expense a personal purchase then as defined in the policy?
I do.
Okay. What I also noticed that's, if you look at the travel policy, then you also have to follow the credit card policy since all the charges were on the credit card, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So did you reimburse for the charge of $649?
I did.
$75?
I did reimburse it.
Okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hello again, Ms. Stump.
Hi.
If you can refer to page 1430, please.
Okay.
All right, great. I believe this is an email correspondence to you. And is this your credit card charges for September of 2021?
It appears to be, yes.
Okay, great. So now let's go down to page 1432.
Okay.
This correlates with page 1430 then also. So on page 1430, what we were speaking about earlier concerning your credit card report from accounting, it showed this receipt here that we have and that you're looking at from Mary Murray's Flowers, correct?
Yes.
So this reflects a purchase on September 27th, 2021 to Mary Murray's Flowers in the amount of $105.24. That show a delivering to a home address of Jennifer Bighorse, billed to you, meaning your credit card, your company credit card?
Yes.
Please share, were you instructed to purchase flowers?
Yes, almost all of my charges I was instructed to do, along with the NutriDrip.
Ms. Stump, would you consider this Mary Murray's Flowers purchase a personal purchase as described in the credit card policy on page 63, prohibited credit card usage?
This purchase was a sympathy purchase for an individual who received a procedure, and that individual was the CEO's wife. So it was sent from upper management of the casino.
Was she employed with the casino at that time?
She was not.
Do you know if this was required to be reimbursed?
Not to my knowledge, it wasn't.
Okay, thank you. I want to switch gears a moment. Okay. Do you drive a personal or business vehicle during work hours?
Personal.
You do, personal.
Yes,
I see. Okay, so on pages, I'll give you time to, there's three pages actually. There's 1384. Okay, so if you can find, we can see on here the charges for the Quick Trip, QT15 outside. Do you see that, Ms. Stump, on the 13th of July, 2021?
1384, I'm looking at June 25th. But it is a Quick Trip receipt, yes. Are you referring to it?
I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong page. I apologize.
You're fine.
Yes. It's a Quick Trip, okay? And then one page, 1395, we're going to find another Quick Trip receipt, if you can look at that, okay? And then also on page 1415. Also Quick Trip charges?
Yes.
Are these business related, as in when you explained earlier the employee relations? Is that what where you get
this? Yes. So if I was asked to go to another property or to Pawhuska for business reasons or asked to do errands, that's when I would put gas in my car.
Okay. And do you also get local mileage according to the travel policy?
I would have to check.
Have you submitted for mileage ever?
Ever, yes. In my position, this position, no.
Okay. And I have just one final question right now.
Okay.
Ms. Stump, have you ever felt compelled but did not act to report any policy violation at the gaming operations?
To be completely honest with you, I just wasn't aware. I was just wasn't aware to do so.
When you say you weren't aware to do so, do you mean you weren't aware of the procedure, or could you elaborate?
I wasn't necessarily compelled, no, because I'm doing what my bosses are telling me to do. So therefore, I'm not aware of every single detail and every single policy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congressman Tillman.
Cassie, going back to July 21 on the banana bag, and for those that are listening, a banana bag is full of potassium, right? The spa treatment that you received. And you said you paid that back.
Yes.
When did you pay that back?
I paid that back immediately once it was brought to my attention.
When was, how long, what was the time lapse between when you purchased it with the casino credit card to the time you paid it back?
It was a year, give or take.
It took a year?
Yes.
Who advised you to pay that back?
It was sent by the Gaming Commission to Mr. Steinke, our CFO, and no one actually told me to pay it back. I just paid it back because I was CC'd on that email.
Any reason why it took you a year?
Again, because it was something I was directed to do. Therefore, I should have probably paid it back sooner. I agree.
We established earlier that you booked travel for the NIAGA conference, same time period, July 21. We also have receipts for private jet travel. So, and that was on Mr. Bighorse's reports, I believe. So, did you utilize the travel to book the private airfare?
Yes, I did.
Were you on that flight?
Yes, I was.
Who else was on that flight?
For which one are you referring to?
The one I'm talking about right now, to NIAGA.
The people?
Private, July 21st.
The attendees on that flight were myself, Byron Bighorse, Jennifer Bighorse, and Cheryl Decker.
Okay. That's all I have right now.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Tillman. Any other questions? Congresswoman Stabler?
I have just a follow-up. I want to go back to your gasoline purchases. So they're for different amounts and random days. Can you tell us how you were instructed to, I'm trying to think of how to say this, you wouldn't put gas in your car. Did you fill it up or did you have a certain amount or was it based on any mileage or was it on a time frame? How would you come about to purchase that amount of gas, I guess?
Most of the time I did just fill my car up.
And this was something that you were told to do as part of your job by your supervisor or by accounting or?
Yes, my supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes, Cassie, back to the July 2021. There are registration receipts in the documents for the National Gaming Trade Show and the Convention of Reservation Economic Trade Show. The Chief and Cheryl Decker's registrations are included on these receipts in total $4,646.30. Are you the person who booked these registrations?
The registrations, yes.
And you used the casino credit card to do so?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions, committee?
Yeah, I got a question.
Congressman
So King. I'm trying to get a visualization here. So you would receive expenses of the CEO, is that correct?
In regards to his credit card receipts,
yeah.
Yes.
You would never once critique anything. You were just informed to just pass it on to accounting, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's all I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Congressman Hamilton.
This is in reference to receipt on 0495 back to July of 2021. It's a receipt for a restaurant in Las Vegas for five guests. Do you know who attended that meeting or that meal?
Do you have the date on your end? Because I'm not seeing.
This is reference to 0475, and the receipt is on 495. And then the date is July 19th, 2021. It says five guests attended that dinner.
I am not sure. I don't remember.
Were you in attendance to that dinner? Or you don't remember?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
It was the night before the spa treatment. That's why I was asking.
Okay. I don't remember who was in attendance.
Okay, anybody else have any questions? Congressman Tillman?
Cassie, were you responsible for making any lodging arrangements on that July 21 trip to Las Vegas for the chief or Ms. Decker?
No.
Okay. Do you know who was responsible?
I do not know who was responsible for their lodging.
Okay, Cassie, you had mentioned on the spa treatment with the NutriDrip at the Wynn Hotel that you were instructed to charge that to your credit card?
Yes.
Who instructed you?
My former boss, Byron.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other questions for Cassie? Okay, so I want you to educate just a little bit back to those reports, if you could, real quick. So there was a report, it looks like it's generated, one of the very first reports. It looks like, does that come from accounting, the one that, let's see, here, I don't want to do that to you.
I know, I'm trying to remember what you're referring to.
I think it's that 1389? Because I see this these type of reports throughout a lot of these documents, and I just want to ensure I'm looking at the right. Okay, so this is not generated by you.
Correct.
It's maybe generated by accounting. Do you know who generates those reports?
Yes, this to me looks like just a credit card statement.
Okay.
I'm not sure who would have generated this.
So it looks as though the credit card statement, of course, comes into accounting. And then from that, this report may be generated and then sent to the employees?
Yes.
Is that the same with the report found on 1385?
1385. Yes, this one looks like it's from Sage Intact.
Okay, so those two, it looks like those two reports come from accounting, and then they send it, after the credit card statement comes in, they send it to whichever credit card user?
Yes.
And then from that, you take your receipts and individually upload those into your system?
Correct.
What was the accounting system?
Sage Intact.
Sage, okay.
Yeah, procurement system, yes.
Okay. And so you just upload those individually. At what time do you get those receipts approved by your direct supervisor?
There's an approval process within that system.
Okay, so you upload your receipt, and then your direct supervisor goes in through the workflow of approvals and
yes, it'll go to their queue, and then potentially a couple others before it makes it all the way through. So, yeah.
Okay, so they're approved individually?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you, Cassie. Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you. So, during March, April, and May of 2020, I think about March 19th, we closed the doors, the casino doors closed due to the pandemic. Do you know why there would be charges considered business charges allowed during those times when the casino was closed and we were making no revenue and also not receiving distribution?
I do not know. I was in a different position at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Congressman Kane.
So when you started as the CEO's assistant, that was your job title, right? Executive assistant?
Yes.
Were you ever made aware of the six, the allowable credit card policy, what's a business expense? Were you ever made aware of any of that in
No.
your job? You were not?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Cassie. Well, thank you for your testimony.
If you could please just remain in the building because you're still under subpoena until you're released.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
No, I think you.
Yes. Thank you, Cassie. Okay. The next witness is Cheryl Decker. Congresswoman Lemon.
Hello, Cheryl.
Good morning. Decker. Pardon me, Ms. Decker. Could you please state your current position with Osage Nation?
I'm the chief's assistant.
Okay. How long have you been in this position?
Since he was elected in 2014. So 8.5 years.
Okay. Ms. Decker, do you book Osage Nation business travel for yourself?
I make a request, a travel auth, and then send it over to our accountant, and they have a travel agent that makes it.
Okay. Did you attend the Indian Gaming Trade Show and Convention in July of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you also attend the Reservation Economic Summit in July of 2021?
In Vegas?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Was this travel expensed by the casino?
Expense as in define.
As in, did the casino pay for your trip to the conferences?
They paid for the registration fee.
They paid for the registration fee. Okay. Do you happen to know if the registration fee was reimbursed to the casino for both of those registrations?
I do not know, since it's gaming related. Typically they do a group rate.
Okay. So is it common practice that they pay for your registrations in the years that you've been an executive assistant?
I can't recall previous years. I believe when we get anything gaming related, so if it's memberships or NIGA or OIGA, anything that comes to our office that's gaming related, we send it over to Kimberly and at the time Byron, and then they take care of that membership. And if it's connected to a trade show, that's usually all in the same process.
So it's not expensed that you can recall any time that you've been employed here with the nation through the Office of the Chief's budget?
I can't recall, no.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Decker. I don't have any more right now, but I may later.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Committee, any other questions for Cheryl? Ms. Decker.
I do.
Congressman Tillman.
So it was confirmed by Cassie earlier that you were on the private jet to the July 2021.
Congressman Tillman.
Sorry.
Thank you.
So it was confirmed by Cassie that you were aboard the private jet for the July 2021 Vegas conventions.
Yes.
And you're sure that gaming did not pay for that?
That's not what I said.
Who paid for your travel?
So I made travel arrangements and had a commercial flight. They kept getting canceled, or not canceled, but delayed. And as it was progressing through the day, Byron, I guess it was Byron, made arrangements, and we flew so we could get there in time for the conference.
Okay, so that was paid for by somebody. Do you know who that was paid for?
I will assume that it was Byron or the casino.
Or Osage Casinos paid for your trip.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, if that's.
And you made that decision, you and Byron made that decision to board the private jet?
I did
not.
Because
of the struggles with the commercial lines?
I did not make the private jet arrangements, no.
But the decision was made by you and the CEO that you would board the private jet.
The decision was made by me, yes.
Okay, made by you. And just when you get to Las Vegas on a private jet, how'd you get to your hotel?
We all took the same car.
Is it a car or a limo?
I believe it was an SUV,
Who pays for that? Casino pay for that as well?
I'm sure, because it was probably resourceful for us all to be in the same vehicle.
Yeah, I understand that. Just trying to figure out who's paying for it, and if you're working for the executive branch, what they're paying for your travel. Okay. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on the committee have a question? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Decker. And if you'll just remain in the building until you're released.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for your testimony.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to recess for 15 minutes.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Okay, thank you. We are recessed until 11:30.
Almost, Mike.